Star Wars 7x7 episode 3560. Did you fall for it? I hope I had you going on yesterday's April Fool's Day episode about Ronto Roasters becoming a nationwide franchise. On today's episode, I'm going to break down what is real and what is fictional about that episode yesterday. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the patrons who help make the creation and production of this one-man show possible every single day with their support at patreon.com/sw7x7. Even the sort of fake episodes, like yesterday's April Fool's Day episode. This is an annual tradition here at Star Wars 7x7, and today we're going to break down what was true, what was false, and what was kind of true from a certain point of view in yesterday's episode. So we did a 7 takeaway breakdown situation over the idea that Ronto Roasters, which is a dining situation inside Galaxy's Edge at Disney World and Disneyland, would be going nationwide, would be becoming a franchise coming to a neighborhood near you. The first thing we did was talk about the various menu items available at Ronto Roasters. All of that is true. All of that is stuff that you can get at Ronto Roasters, with the exception of the blue milk and green milk. There's a separate milk stand that you have to go to get those things. I had the privilege of going in 2022 to Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland in California and had a Ronto wrap for myself and really enjoyed it. And I can say the green milk is also pretty awesome too. The second thing I shared yesterday was that the franchise concept had been part of the idea for Ronto Roasters from the very beginning, and that it had been talked about in the Art of Galaxy's Edge book. Well, that is patently false. Utterly made that up. Although actually, I guess I should say that there is in fact an Art of Galaxy's Edge book, and I don't happen to own it, so I actually have no idea if they talk about it. I assume that they don't, you know, just considering that I kind of made up the idea for this episode. The third point I mentioned yesterday was that they've already laid the groundwork for Ronto Roasters going beyond Galaxy's Edge, because it has appeared in Star Wars canon media storytelling in a bunch of places. So that is actually true. Everything that I mentioned in yesterday's episode, like the Black Spire novel and A Crash of Fate and a comic thing, like, yes, the Ronto Roasters establishment has appeared or been mentioned in those various storytelling media. Although I sort of implied that Ronto Roasters had gone beyond Black Spire Outpost in canon media storytelling, and that's not the case. It only appears at Black Spire so far. The fourth point I shared was centered around the idea of making Ronto Roasters a quick service franchise as opposed to a casual dining thing where you would sit down a little bit longer. And I cited the example of Kenny Rogers Roasters, which was a franchise that operated here in the United States for a number of years, but eventually went out of business, and yet is still popular in Asia and actually has about 156 locations open in Asia. So that is actually true. They did operate in the US, they did go bankrupt and out of business, but they are still operating that many establishments in various Asian countries. So that is pretty amazing. And Kenny Rogers Roasters was actually the thing that inspired the joke, because Kenny Rogers Roasters, for whatever reason, came across my radar again, and that Seinfeld episode where there's one in the neighborhood and the sign keeps Kramer up at night. Like, yeah, it all kind of came together when that passed through my memory again. The fifth thing I talked about was the number of locations. So the 501 was supposed to be a little thing to make you go, oh yeah, it's a Star Wars thing, right? And to kind of add to its legitimacy and to talk about the idea of getting that many locations open before the release of the Mandalorian and Grogu movie in May of 2026. That was me trying to sell the idea, basically. And the idea of concept locations in Texas and Maine and Iowa, well, that has to do with friends who have been longtime supporters of me and the podcast. Those just happen to be the states in which they live. The sixth thing I shared was a series of costs, including an initial franchise fee and how much it would cost you potentially to start up a franchise and how much money you would have to be paying on a weekly basis to Disney to operate your franchise. Well, That's one of those true from a certain point of view situations, because obviously it's not true in that Ronto Roasters like has nothing to do with this. It's not a franchise thing. But those are actual numbers for starting a Subway franchise, including that thing about $150,000 in net worth with $100,000 in liquid assets. Yeah, that's an actual thing. And their franchise agreement is like 790 pages long. It's insane. I did not even try to read any of all of that, but you know, maybe the first couple of paragraphs, which basically say, yeah, you need to read all of this in full and you might want to have a lawyer look at it, which, yeah, if I was doing something like that, for sure. And the seventh and final thing I shared in the episode yesterday was that it was April Fool's Day, and thus it was our April Fool's episode. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the ride. This is one of my favorite episodes that I get to do every year, and I will share links to previous year's episodes at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com if you want to check them out. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know. Please consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done it already, and hit the subscribe or the like or the follow or the join button, whatever your favorite app calls it. And please also consider helping support the creation and production of this show on a daily basis at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyright by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.